Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 186. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Welcome to a new episode during a really freaking weird time. I'm over here diligently practicing social distancing, which, LOL, I guess isn't a totally foreign concept to me. I've been preparing my entire life for this. But seriously, this is a really weird time. And I, you know, as always, I have an entire list of topics that I'd love to talk about that range from, you know, dating to confidence, passion, purpose, like all the meat and potatoes that make up a full life. But, you know, in all honesty, I feel like it feels kind of weird talking about those topics right now because it feels kind of like life is a bit on hold. And, you know, as much as that feels to be the case right now. I mean, I live in Chicago. I live right on the Chicago River overlooking the entire city, 50 stories up, and there's literally no one out, very few cars. It's a ghost town. And as much as it feels like life is on hold, you know, life indeed does go on. And personally, I'm amped to use this time right now to my advantage. I'm amped to use this time to work on my damn self, to come out a better, more driven dude, maybe a slightly less meathead dude. The gym is closed, but you know, a more driven, more compassionate, grateful kind of guy. And I was thinking about that this morning as I sat down to write an outline for this episode, and I thought to myself, what can I do during this time to make that a reality? And I landed on one thing that I think could be really useful for us all right now, really useful to take advantage of this time where we really don't have a choice. And I think that now is a great time to let go. Now is a great time to let the F go. Now is a great time to move on. It's a great time to move on from everything, from being dumped, from being rejected, from being betrayed, from being hurt, and so on. And now is a good time to let go. Now is a good time to let go of the pain that you might carry around, the sense of guilt, shame, embarrassment, whatever you hold. I think if I were to put it into more relatable terms, I think now is a good time to let go of you know, thinking you need to live with a broken heart. And that could mean a lot of things, of course. A broken heart can be related to relationships. A relationship that blew up, that never was, that ended abruptly. But it could be towards anything in life, I suppose. Anything that like once like lit your eyes up, made you smile, only to then ultimately come back and break you, haunt you, guilt you, shame you, whatever. So regardless, like we all have these weights that we carry around. And now, during this time, during the quiet of this time, during the solitude of this time, I think it's a great opportunity to move on. And that's what I want to talk about real quick in this episode, moving on. And I'll hop right into it, but this is a quick reminder to say that I'm very serious when I say that I respond to everyone who texts me. You could just ask the over 1,000 people who texted me this past week. I love it. It really is my favorite thing to do right now. It really gives me life. It's great. I love responding to everyone. So text me literally about anything you want, what you're going through, just to say hi, asking for advice. I'm here and you could text me. And I think moving forward, I might do something like give away some things to the people who text me. You know, brands send me things all the time, you know, cool things, products, discounts. And, you know, I was thinking what better way to give back to you and thank you for supporting me than to just give them away. So text me, say hi. We can go from there. My number's in the description of this episode, but out loud, it's 312-584-4002. And let's get to know each other a little bit. But I'll hop right into this episode. And I'll start by saying it's time to move on. And in one way or another, I think I've talked about this on the podcast before, but right now I feel like I have a renewed passion for this, given the context that we're all living in, but also because I saw a quote the other day on Pinterest. Pinterest, yeah, that's where, you know, it's where I pin all my my wedding vision board, all the barn photos and mason jar photos. Seriously, I saw a quote there the other day that I wrote down, and it's really all you need to hear right now to know why I say that you should move on. So here's your headline for this episode. It says, you let go, you move on, because if you don't, you're going to be 50% responsible for breaking your own heart. That's it. You let go, you move on, because if you don't, you're going to be 50% responsible for breaking your own heart. You know, so if you're asking yourself why, you know, why should I let go? Well, there you have it. You let go, you move on, because if you don't, you're going to be responsible for living with a broken heart, for living with that weight. And I can't specifically talk to what's going on in your life or your circumstances, but and I know firsthand how easy it is to hear advice like this and be like, well, that's all good and great, Case, but you know, my situation is different. We had something special and unique, or what I went through is unlike anything anyone could possibly imagine. You're like, or as a person, I'm more sensitive or more emotional than most people, and so on and so forth. So I can't just move on like you're saying, Case. You know, I just can't seem to let go. And, you know, I hear something like that, and I'm like, dude, I totally get it. You know, letting go of someone, letting go of something, letting go of a experience, a memory is not easy. You can't just literally move on. You can't just stop thinking about someone or something because you know you should. You can't just move on because someone told you to. It's like, oh, move on. Why didn't I think of that? Thanks so much. It's not that easy. And in fact, I found that sometimes when you try to move on, it actually does the opposite. You hold on even tighter. Like a guy texted me the other day and he said that he was having a really tough time moving on from his ex. And he even remarked that like the harder he wanted to and tried to move on and let go, the more he felt himself hold on to her tighter, even more. So it's like opposite day sometimes. And so I'm just saying that I get that it's not easy. It's not as easy as snapping your fingers and be like, yo, I'm moving on. Life isn't that simple. And I get that. And real talk, I get that. Like, I'm a stubborn guy about many things. And one of them is moving on, I suppose. Like, your boy holds grudges. Your boy holds on to the past, on the things that happened or didn't happen. So I'm not like some shining beacon of moving on hope here. But over the past couple of years, I have learned a lot about how to arm yourself, to like truly arm yourself to be able to move on effectively. And I've learned that the best way to do that is to give yourself a reason to move on. It's to give yourself a reason to respect yourself more, to love yourself more. It's not to move on just because that's what you're supposed to do. It's not what a lot of people say to do. Oh, you know, go live your best life and you'll naturally move on. I found that the best way to actually move on from someone or something is to motivate yourself at a really core level. It's to want to make yourself proud. It's to say that, you know, I refuse to be 50% responsible for breaking my own heart and living that way. Because at the end of the day, that's what happens when you don't move on. You know, 50% what happened, okay, 50% that person, 50% the situation, and the rest, you know, it's you, homie. It's you refusing, it's you being reluctant, trying but failing to actually move on. So I've found that the most effective way to move on is to look yourself in the mirror and get real, almost like competitive with yourself, and say, what kind of person do I want to be? Do I want to be the person 50% responsible for being miserable and guilty? No. You know, I want to respect myself. I want to be the person I deserve to be. I want to show myself the love I deserve to have and show myself. I want to be the person who gives myself a reason to move on, to let go. It's to say, today is the first day of the rest of my life because I know why I have to move on. And now I'll take you through some reasons to move on, but I'm serious in saying that moving on really does come from the reason you give yourself to move on. You have to give yourself a reason to move on. If all you can think of is, oh, I need to move on from my ex so that I can go and meet someone else and be happy, like, that's not going to work. That's not a personal reason. If all you could think of is, I need to move on from that you know, horrendous career failure so I can find a new job and make money. Like, that's not going to work ultimately. You know, if all you can think of is I need to move on from that because that's what Pinterest told me to do, that's not going to work. My friend, I think you really do have to give yourself a personal reason. Has to be personal. Has to be in your face a little bit. So here's how I think about moving on. Like, I literally just look myself in the mirror and I say, you know, dude, Case, my man, it's time to move on. It's time to move on because you know better. You know better now and you knew better then. It's time to move on. Or it's time to move on because you know what you want and it's no longer that person or that thing. Or it's time to move on because even though it's nice to think of the good times in the past, you know the hurt that came from it. It's time to move on from that. It's time to move on also because you said you would. You said you'd move on months ago and you should do what you say. It's time to move on because, you know, you want to be honest with yourself and you're not right now and you haven't been. Don't you want to be honest with yourself? Move on. It's time to move on because you're still hanging on to hope and memories that will not happen again. It's time to move on because you can't change the past, only the future. And most of all, it's time to move on because even that other person, whatever happened, is 50% responsible or even 99.9% responsible. You carrying around that weight with you makes you 100% responsible. And when you ask yourself what kind of person you want to be, you don't say you want to be the kind of person that holds themselves back, the kind of person who self-sabotages. No, you say you want to be free. So it's time to move on because it's the respect you deserve to show yourself. End of story. That's it right there. That's the TLDR right there. And I know that might sound oversimplified, but as I say on the podcast so frequently, I really do think the key to living a happy, fulfilled, passionate life is to stop overcomplicating things, stop overthinking things, is to stop saying things like, oh, you know, I can't let go because I still have these really positive, warm memories of what was. And I can't move on because I overthink the what ifs. What if I hadn't done this or done that? I just can't tear myself away. It's to stop saying those things, all different combinations of those things, and to think and say, to stop thinking and saying that your situation is unique and therefore it's different, you know, and that you can't move on. It's to replace those kinds of thoughts and those kinds of words with something simpler. It's to say it's time to move on because you deserve to show yourself that respect. And when you're 50% responsible for walking around with a broken heart and continuing to do that day after day, month after month, you're not doing that. You're not showing yourself that respect. So I say right now in this time, it's a great opportunity to move on. And certainly, like, this isn't a cold turkey thing. It takes time. I'm not trying to like bully you right now or shame you right now into moving on and a snap of a finger today, this day. But I hope you'll kind of take this perspective and keep it in your pocket. And when you find yourself really actually wanting to move on, you can reference it. And I hope it gives you that final push you need to move on and see it through, to not fall back, to not hang on to false hope, to not hold on to one fond memory amidst the sea of hurtful ones. It's to just move on. And I really do believe that unburdening yourself like this is the best thing you can do in life. And now, of course, during all this madness, there's ironically a sense of calm, a sense of peace, where I really believe if you close your eyes, you can find a place of solitude. And that's a great chance in that moment to move on. And moving on is a great thing. There's no denying it. I think everyone's going to agree with that. But I'll tell you what happens when you move on. It's kind of like a before and after. It's like a before and after weight loss kind of thing, because moving on really does startlingly, tangibly change you. Like how you live, how you carry yourself, how you dream, how you smile, like even how you look and appear. When you move on, you find strength, you find resilience, you find stubbornness inside you that you might have forgotten you had all along. It makes you realize that you can weather any storm, overcome anything. And it really does remind you that you're stubborn in a good way. Stubbornness is such a good thing, in my opinion. When you move on, you realize that as much as you've been doubting it, you can find happiness, fulfillment, passion, purpose in your life that isn't another person. You could find that in yourself. And when you respect yourself, you realize that you have that fire inside of you. You control that. You control what makes you happy, not someone else. And you realize that when you actually finally move on. And when you move on, you learn to forgive. I did an episode a little while back on why I think forgiveness is baller. But moving on is the first step to forgiving. You don't have to forgive right now. I'm not saying that. Listen to that other episode if you want to learn a little bit about my perspective on that. But moving on is the first step to forgiving. And when you move on, you become grateful. And when you become grateful, that's when life opens up. You realize all the lessons that you're going to carry forward, lessons that you carry around that are going to prevent you from making the same mistake twice or three times or a dozen times like a lot of people. But most of all, when you move on, you realize that despite everything, despite all the overthinking, all the self-doubt, every negative thought you have, that you are not broken. You're not a broken heart with arms and legs. You know, you realize that you're anything but that. You realize that you're like the opposite. It gives you this kind of confidence boost that you're breaking free of something, because you realize that without a doubt, you are a badass rejection, heartbreak, embarrassment, betrayal, disappointment overcoming machine. You know, you're a smiling soul with arms and legs, with a stubbornness that demands respect from others and demands respect from yourself. You're a beautiful human who deserves to walk around with a heart that is filled with memories, it's filled with mistakes, it's filled with lessons, but it's 100% up to you how you categorize those things. Are they past or are they present? When you move on, you realize that they're past, that you are responsible, but you don't need to carry them around anymore. You don't need to be 50% responsible for living with a broken heart. So that's it. You know, I'd implore you to take this strange, weird, peaceful, calm time we're in right now and take some of the rambling thoughts I have here and take them to heart and consider moving on. Consider letting go. Consider showing yourself the respect you deserve. Show yourself the love you once showed someone else. And now is, I think, a great time to make that a reality for you and your life. So that's it. I'll end it right there. Short ep. If you enjoyed this episode and it gave you something to think about, text me, holler at me. I'd love just to say hi, 312-584-4002. If you could also take a minute and drop a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts, I'd really appreciate that. It doesn't take long and helps the show grow. So thank you so much for doing that. And until next episode, I'm out.